With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister. 2 hours in the books, two more hours to go. We're going to change gears as promised earlier. We knew we would be a little football heavy early on. Spend a lot of this hour talking basketball. Tulane men's basketball coach Ron Hunter will join us at 6:30. Right now we're talking LSU basketball, both men's and women's, with Jacques Doucette, WAFB Television in Baton Rouge. Jacques, my friend, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
So this has been quite a while. We've had both teams to have such strong starts, nationally ranked. You can begin wherever you like, but following the football season that kind of fizzled towards the end, basketball season must have been a nice kind of refreshing change.
Yeah, Mike, all the local restaurants and businesses certainly don't mind when there's 12, 13,000 people going in and out of the PMAC for men's basketball. You can see women's basketball on the rise. They got almost 6,000 last night. They had over 9,000 last week when number one South Carolina came into town. And to have both the men's and the women's ranked in the top 12 of the country, Will Wade has done a steady job, obviously, since he became the head coach, and Kim Mulkey, obviously took a program that was 9-18 a year ago and has them, rolling along right now with only two losses and doing a great job. So it's been real exciting. I think the game tomorrow, LSU and Arkansas men, they only had 500 tickets left yesterday, so that should be another sellout. And, the season's young. LSU, the men, still have 14 SEC games left and another non-conference game. So, so far, so good.
Jock, that's what I was going to ask you, particularly on the men's side. We'll start there. Do you think this team has what it takes as far as overall talent to be able to compete on the top half or at least the top end of the SEC?
Yeah, Deuce, I think so. Certainly everyone knows where the Final Four is this year, and they're very motivated by that. And that's, I'm not sure it's been in the back of their mind for a while. But, when they get Xavier Pinson back at point, I don't think he's going to play tomorrow against Arkansas, but LSU really dodged the bullet there when he went down with that knee injury. Anytime a guy grabs his knee and hits the deck, you fear the worst. But it looks like he'll be back. He does a great job running the point. He's got offense from the outside, great disher. And they're really strong in the paint as well. Certainly Tari Eason picking him up in the offseason from Cincinnati has been huge. And then you got a guy like Darius Days who can do it from the inside and from the outside. I think this is his best team that he's had, Coach Wade, since he got to LSU. I think his second year team, where he unfortunately was suspended and didn't get a chance to coach him in the NCAA tournament, and made the Sweet 16. That was a great team. With all the guys on that squad, but this is a powerful squad. Now they may take some lumps here and there. I don't know. I mean, next week, for example, you go to Alabama and to Tennessee, so it's a tough conference. But I think when March rolls around, this team's going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, think of that. I mean, 3 years ago, I don't know if we could say. Let's just go four years ago. Could we truly, honestly say that the SEC had a tough basketball conference? You remember the challenge that the commissioner kind of put out because there were so few teams getting chosen for the NCAA tournament that he put the challenge out, and I think the league has responded.
Yeah, Deuce, I mean, if you go back, I'm going back a ways now, but I remember when Trent Johnson, his first year, that was the 08-09 season. I think LSU won 25, 26, 27 games, won the SEC with a 14-2 record, And I think they got an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, there was just very little respect for the conference. So certainly in recent years, the competition has really improved. The facilities have improved. You know, over at Ole Miss, they've built that brand-new basketball facility. We're all close to the action. And certainly some other teams are coming up. You look at a team like Florida. You know, Florida used to dominate the SEC in hoops for a period of time there at Billy Donovan, and they're kind of struggling. So yeah, I think Will Wade said in the offseason, Deuce, that you're no longer trying to build a program. If you try to build a program, you get left in the dust. You're building a team on a year-by-year basis with the NIL and the transfer portal and all that. So that's just where it is right now.
No, I agree 100% when you talk about NIL and transfer portal. I mean, it's the Kentucky model, except everybody can use the Kentucky model. It's just not one and done now. And then you have grad transfers that step in and, you know, maybe have a little more experience. And that's normally not the case in basketball, just because those guys in basketball, you know, if I stay for 4 years in basketball, then the NBA puts a knock on me. Just because they draft off of potential. But shifting gears a little bit, Coach Kim and the job that she has been able to do with the Lady Tigers, are they overachieving? I mean, because you talked about the record that they had last year, and to look exactly where they are now, I mean, and I know it's transfers and different players, some, but are they overachieving at this point?
Yeah, I would think that they're ahead of schedule. I mean, I would think that they've got a little more hay in the barn than what they expected at this point. I mean, once again, to be 9-18 last year, they're 16-2 right now, 4-1 in the SEC. And look, Nikki Fargus did leave her some talented players. Kayla Pointer could be the SEC Player of the Year before it's all said and done. Faustina Fua, Jalen Cherry, they were all here, but. Mulkey was able to get Alexis Morris to come in, and Hannah Gusters from Baylor. I love going to every Kim Mulkey press conference. I love going to every game and just listening to her talk and watching her coach. She's great with the media. She lets us come in and watch practice. She doesn't want us to shoot video or share the things we see, but we can go in and watch. And so, it's great. I mean, and I covered the program when they went to 5 straight Final Fours with Sue Gunner and Pokey Chapman and then Van Chancellor. And they used to put between 6 and occasionally a sellout, 6,000 and a sellout in there. And the fans want to come, and they want to support that team. And, man, it's going to be exciting. They are way ahead of schedule with Kim Mulkey so far.
So the difference kind of being, if you're looking at the men's side, where the SEC is trying to kind of reinsert itself with some prominence, on the women's side, not the case. South Carolina's number 1, Tennessee's number 2, LSU's 12, Georgia's 17, Kentucky 19. It's a much different situation than the SEC on the women's side. It will be a huge battle from here on in.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, last night, Missouri, those girls can shoot. I mean, they made 15 three-pointers last night, and that's a team that's not even ranked, but was the one team that could beat number 1 South Carolina this year. So I know it's cliche to say it, but, man, it seems like there's so many teams in that league that can beat you if you don't show up. And I think that was most impressive real quick. Last week when LSU played South Carolina, they had this emotional game in front of 9,000 fans. They can't pull it out. They had a million reasons to come out flat at Auburn, where there's not many people there and they're supposed to win. And they just flattened Auburn and won the game by 30 points. And I think that's the kind of maturity that Kim Mulkey instills in the team. You know, kind of the Nick Saban thing where, not one game's bigger than the other. They all count the same, and we approach each game the same.
We're going to flip back and forth on you, men's to women's. But I'm just kind of going through the men's team a little bit and looking how balanced things are. Like, top scores 15.5, and then 14-7, 10-9, 9-2, 8-9, 8-0. So your top 6 players scoring wise are between 8 and 15.5. So it's not one guy, so to speak. It really seems to be kind of a team oriented.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, they spread it around. It could be different people's nights. I mean, Darius Days came out like a house of fire. Then he kind of went to a slump, and some other people picked up the slack. But you know, I remember even being on a high school basketball team and being told, you know, offense comes and goes, but defense will always be there. And certainly this team believes in playing defense, and Cody Worsham, who does great work with LSU, has broken down with all these stats like it could be, you know, one of the best defenses in modern college basketball history, the way they're playing defense and the way they get after it. And it's a kind of a peer pressure deal. When the guys start buying in and pressuring each other to play defense and get after it, as opposed to just, well, how many points did I score? And if I miss a shot, I'm going to dog it because I'm upset. That makes a big difference. And so that's the kind of stuff. Like for that Florida game last night, it wasn't pretty, but they grinded it out, played D, and got the win.
And they're home, you know, getting the PMAC back involved with basketball. I mean, I'm, you know, you and I go way back, and I go way back even further than you do. But, I mean, there were times when that building was electric, and that's how I've heard it being described of late. And it's been a while since the PMAC has been described as electric for both men and women.
Yeah, you look at that week, I tell you what, Mike, I think I would have rather be at the LSU-Kentucky basketball game than that Texas Bowl that night, but that was the trade-off. That game. But yeah, you take a look at that week, for example, where you beat Kentucky, you've got the Dale Brown court, you sell out the building, those final 40 seconds were real frantic as LSU scored a couple of buckets and won the game. And then you got the Tennessee game where it's sold out again, and LSU just really blew them out. And so, that was always kind of a thing that was frustrating for me at times, where it was like, you know, people weren't showing up for games, and you hear, well, it's a football town. Well, football's over. What are we going to do now? You know, so let's go to the PMAC and support the team. So Will Wade, you know, despite some of the national hits he's taken and some of that off-the-court stuff, the fans absolutely love him. They love the General Wade campaign he's doing and all the different promotions they're doing. And so, yeah, it's a great thing right now. LSU's got going the PMAC. And then you throw in gymnastics. They always pack the house, too. So that building's getting a lot of work, and, you know, the local businesses love it.
Well, they have Arkansas tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Then it's at Alabama, at Tennessee for the men, women as well. Hope just kind of keep it going, man. It's fun to have it back in prominence, have it back on the front of the, you know, sports page, and we appreciate your time. Hope everything is well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and then baseball and softball.
Holy cow. Right, slow down. That. Slow down there, son.
It's coming.
No, you're right. Spring, and you know, by the time you hit back to school, it's everything's upon you almost at once. So it's good times.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on your show. Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you, Jacques. Jacques Doucette. If you call me sir one more time, we're going to have a problem. But it's all right. We go way back. It's good. It's cool. It's all good. Jacques Doucette, WAFB Television up in Baton Rouge. Does a great job, and good job covering all the sports there at WAFB. Going to step aside here on Fans and Pros. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. Sir.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Getting ready to talk to Ron Hunter, the Tulane men's basketball coach. Great to see basketball back just all across this area. But we talked to Ron last week, and you know, since that time, they've gone on the road, beat Wichita State in a close one, 68-67. They're now 4-1 in conference. So they've, you know, they host SMU tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I mean, tomorrow's going to be a big timer. You got NFL playoffs, college basketball. People probably don't realize how big a basketball fan you are, do they?
Me?
Yeah.
No, most do.
I don't think so.
Most do. I mean,
go to Pelicans games. You're a big Pelicans fan. Follow college basketball. Probably closer than you do.
Yeah, I like men's, women's. I mean, even high school.
They're
where
the time
find,
in the day.
Yeah. Even when you talk about just some of the great high school basketball that we have in the city, just seeing some of that. So yeah, man. Give me 2 to 3 more inches, and NFL, man, I'm hitting that hardwood.
Did you play ball
yes,
hoops
sir.
Going up in
yes,
high school?
Sir. All the way through. And it was going to walk on at Ole Miss and play, but Coach Rod Evans left and took the Arizona State job. And so once Coach Barnes took over, and I had a decent relationship with Coach Barnes, I just decided I think I'm going to just stick with football.
That seemed to work out pretty well, but you never know.
You never know. You never know.
All right. I want to join Ron Hunter, Tulane men's basketball coach. Welcome to the show. Coach, we spoke recently, but, man, keep winning. Keep coming back. We love it. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, I realize this. I'm undefeated when I come on you guys' show. So we got to figure something out, because every time I come on the show, we win. So we got to figure something out now.
Well, that wasn't just a win. I mean, that was you go up to Wichita State, Wichita, Kansas, and you come out 68-67 to get to 4-1 in the conference. And I think what impressed me most, and I, you know, it was just kind of flipping through the stats, was kind of you're down 14 halftime, 42-28. Am I doing my math right?
Yeah,
you're down 14 at halftime on the road. So I guess what was that halftime locker room like? Are you a yeller and screamer, or were you drawing on the board?
Well, you know, I told them how much I loved them and keep turning the ball over. It's okay to miss all the shots and don't play any defense. And if we do that, let's just not even come back in the second half. Let's get on a plane and get back to New Orleans. And we kind of got out of character a little bit. So I'm joking, of course. But just told the guys that, you know, we got to get back to doing, you know, being who we are. We're still a young team. And so sometimes we kind of get, you know, we start feeling ourselves a little bit. And I thought our shot selection was really bad, which led to them getting fast breaks. And we just kind of settled down and kind of got ourselves back in the game. And I told them if we ever got the lead in the game, we'd win the game.
You did. You outscored them 40-25 in the second half. What does that do for your team? You were 3-1 in conference going in. So already you had been playing good basketball. The loss only being at East Carolina. You've beaten Memphis, Cincinnati on the road, lost to East Carolina, beat South Florida, then beat Wichita State in this run. And that was following three games that were kind of canceled because of COVID. So in this run, but to get a victory like that on the road against Wichita State, what does that do for your team?
Well, you know, I thought our confidence was big after the Memphis game, and it kind of grew after you go, you know, Cincinnati's a really, really hard place to go play. I'm from Ohio, so I know trying to win in Cincinnati and our confidence grew then. And then to beat a school that we've never beaten before in Wichita State, whether it's been home or on the road, to come out and to win a game the way we did, is that, again, our confidence is really high right now. We're playing really good basketball. But more importantly, we're not playing our best basketball, which is why I'm excited, because we haven't peaked yet. And so, you know, we're winning games and we're getting better, but we haven't got to the point where I thought, okay, man, we really peaked. We're at the top of our game right now. And that's why I'm excited, because I know we can continue to get better. And when you're doing that, while you've got confidence, that's how you roll wins together.
And, Coach, that's what I was going to ask you. What are some of the things that you guys need to kind of clean up to be playing at the level that you want them to play with at, not necessarily where, you know, you're winning ball games and you're doing something well, but from a confidence standpoint, you know, obviously that breeds success and I can go out and work hard and, you know, but what are some of the things that you feel like that you guys need to kind of clean up to play at that elite level that you want them to play at?
Well, that's a great question, and I told our guys today, when we get to that level, when consistently for 40 minutes we're playing the same way, regardless of who we're playing, regardless of their record, playing consistent basketball for 40 minutes instead of playing it for 20 minutes and a half or maybe for 15 minutes or maybe for 30, we're playing really good basketball for 40 minutes. That's when I'll know that, hey, you know what, I don't know if this team can get any better this year, because, man, every team has a point where they peak in during the season. I don't care if it's football or basketball. You get to the point where your team is really playing at the highest level it can, and that's what you try to ultimately get to. And I think we'll get there when I can see us playing 40 minutes consistently the way we've been playing. If we do that, then we're going to be really hard to beat the rest of the year.
Well, and I definitely think that you're headed in the right direction. And, you know, Coach, I know that from the standpoint of focusing on the season, from a development standpoint, what's a couple guys that have a chance to continue to develop to be able to add something to what you have already now? You know, so, hey, look, if my bench right now may be eight, I'm playing eight guys, nine guys, I may have one or two that I can continue to maybe give a couple minutes if I need to. You got a couple guys that, from a development standpoint, that's where you're at?
Yeah, we got a couple young guys that are freshmen, and I think that I've got to find a little bit more time, because if they can kind of enhance this rotation, we talk about Tyler Pope. You know, he's a Louisiana kid, great athlete, but he hadn't quite been in the rotation. And I think we'll get him in the rotation this weekend, because one of our players got hurt in our last game and is going to be out for a couple games. And so he'll get an opportunity to kind of sneak in that rotation. But we could really use his athleticism and his defense. And so, especially just being young, he's really talented. So, again, a guy like that, if we can kind of add to what we're doing, probably the best athlete in our program, our best rebounder. So if you can add a guy like that in the rotation and it doesn't change what you're doing, then all of a sudden you're even getting better.
So the road doesn't get any easier. You get SMU tomorrow, 12-4 overall, 3-1 of the conference. So a couple of the big boys, yourself, 4-1 in conference, and SMU, this will be just another stern test. But fortunately, it's at home in your building.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and the one thing I wanted to do when I took over this program is make Tulane basketball relevant again. I thought last year we showed that we could compete in the league, and as I told him, one of your third year, we had to find ways that we can win in the league. And so my whole thing is to make Tulane basketball relevant, not just for this season. You talk about peaking. I want to do the same thing here, where our relevancy, we stay at the top, being consistent. Anybody can come and change a program for 1 year. What we want to do is we want to be consistently good every single year. We're at the top of this league. And so that's what we're, you know, I'm happy where we're at, but I'm not satisfied. We're going to keep working. So consistently, we're at the top two or three in this league for many years.
I know it's not a thing of the past. I'm just wondering the impact of COVID now for your team compared to what it was 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Do you treat it differently, attack it differently? What's the impact of it?
Well, you know, we can't control that. And like I told the players, you know, we'll show up to play. We'll do what we're, you know, all of our players have been vaccinated. All but three have been boosted, and they're waiting because they're outside of their window to be able to get boosted right now. But we're taking care of the things that we can control. We can't control anything else. And so, you know, let's have fun. Let's enjoy what we're doing right now. And, you know, if we get an opportunity to play, we'll be ready to play. And if some, you know, if one of us happens to get sick in that regard, next man up. And so we're not going, you know, I spent a lot of time where we were all so worried about it. And so we're worried about something that we absolutely could not control. And so I'm not going to worry about it. We don't even talk about it as much anymore. And that, even from the head coach, I thought I spent too much time talking about it in the last year. We don't talk about it. It is what it is, but we can't control it. So why even bring it up?
Well, best of luck. We appreciate your time. And you talked about, you know, the relevance of Tulane basketball and doing a great job in basketball in general across the state, across the city, is solid right now. And I'm an old school guy, and it's great to see. And good luck tomorrow against the Mustangs.
Appreciate you guys, and can't wait for the next game when I get on your show again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck, Coach.
Head Coach Ron Hunter. Thank you, sir. Head Coach Ron Hunter for Tulane. Got a minute. It has, you know, again, I've been around a long time, and there was a time when, you know, Saints football wasn't the king.
Wasn't a thing.
And but college basketball, LSU hosts Arkansas 1 o'clock, Tulane hosting SMU 1 o'clock, UNO's playing good basketball. They got Nichols at the Lakefront Arena, Southland opponent. And the Pelicans, after that rough start.
I think they started, what, 1-12?
UNO and Nichols 4 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. And then the Pels have, yeah, won 3 out of 4. And they play Brooklyn 6:30. Tomorrow they're on the road, but man, it's just good to see.
Well, and I think for the Pelicans, and I remember correctly, I think they're a half game out of the 10th seed,
right.
You know, and so I think they're a half game out of the 10th seed, and that gets you into the play-in tournament. But for this Pelicans team, I think that they have their eyes set a little bit higher. Obviously, you want to get in that conversation where you're in it, but they've got their eyes set a little bit higher than that.
We'll take a break. If you want to talk more basketball, give us a call. 504-260-1870 is our Oakland Heart Talk and text line. Or you want to talk whatever. It's an open line. Open line Friday. Fans and the pros, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, back after a break. Keep it here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Living on the midnight train to Georgia Bulldogs, number one. Did you have them beating Alabama on Monday night?
Yes.
You did? Turn your mic on.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Publicly?
Yeah, when we talked to Roman. Remember when we talked to Hart?
Yeah.
And he was going to Alabama, I said, I'm going with Georgia. I just felt
That's
like
right.
that.
You did.
Yeah. No, I like Georgia. I did not like Georgia in a close game where they had to go drive down the field and make a play. I liked Georgia if they had to defend against Alabama because their defense was the strength of their team.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, I did not have complete confidence in offensively to say that they could drive down the field and be able to score. I mean, but obviously we know how that game ended and finished. But I thought Georgia would win.
That was a heck of a finish, heck of a game, you know.
And here's something interesting about the Georgia Bulldogs that, like we talked about, well, we know their defensive coordinator. He's a new coordinator or head coach. He's a new head coach at Oregon. So that's one loss that they've got to replace. And then offensive coordinator is Todd Monken, who is the former head coach, I think, at Southern Miss, and then he was a head coach at Tampa Bay. He's the OC, and he is rumored to be in line to probably come back to the NFL. And so be interesting to see what Coach Kirby Smart does with his OC and potentially, I mean, with his defensive coordinator position and potentially his offensive coordinator position being lost. And Cortez, the Purple Knight, the wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator, and I don't think it's final. I think he's rumored, or it's pretty much a done deal, is coming back to LSU. He's a kid from the city. New Orleans played against him at Hank played against him when he was at Carolina, played special teams and receiver. And so that's a pretty good deal. And, you know, and I know that we're talking about Georgia. You see some of the guys at LSU, Tigers, football, that they've picked up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the transfer guys?
Right, transfer portal.
Ooh. Hey. Yeah, hey. I don't know. I mean, it's impressive.
It's a new world.
Well,
I mean, it's a new world. It's a new world for the money these college guys can make.
NIL.
And so I don't think unless you follow it closely that the average fan understands how new a world it is.
It is. We knew it was the training world for the NFL.
Right.
But from an operational standpoint, it has become that, particularly with the transfer portal. And I'm interested, at some point, do you get a window for transfer portal? Does that make sense as far as just like NFL free agency?
Like I'm going to put my name out there, and if it doesn't work, I can still come back?
Well, no. I mean, because that's the case now.
Right.
Because I know a couple – kids that have done that, but it's up to the head coach to allow them to do that. I mean, like, all right, you can't transfer until X date.
Oh, okay.
Not, I'm not getting any playing time, so I'm going to transfer. I'm going to put my name in the portal, and it's week three.
Right. It becomes chaos then,
of the season. And then, like, you know, signing day is a couple weeks away. We know that. And some guys are still, you know, able to transfer out and pick a new destination. But from a roster management standpoint, that's what I wonder if the NCAA will ever get to that point where they set some parameters in a sense that, hey, look, the window to put your name in the portal is this date. And you can, you know, obviously transfer without any, you know, penalty. But from this date to this date, this is the transfer portal window, and from then on, there's no transferring. You know, I wonder if the NFL, I mean, the college football will ever get to that, or even college athletics, because I know from college basketball standpoint, you can transfer during the season, and once the semester ends, you can enroll into the new – at the new school at that, you know, so in January.
And basketball, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the first part of the first semester
is, you know, non-conference.
Non-conference mostly, the Christmas tournaments and stuff like that. And January 1 or January 15th, man, it's a different ball game.
It's a different ball game. So now if you transfer, you still have to sit out, but you transfer without penalty, you can still practice. But like you just talked about, once conference play starts the following year, you will be able to be eligible. I mean, and that's a little bit different for football. I mean, because obviously if you transfer, you want to be able to get in for spring if you've missed that season. But let's just say you transfer after spring ball, or, hey, look, you're even later. You wait to the summer and transfer. Well, now if I'm the team that you're leaving, I can't replace you. You know, right. I don't have a way to replace you as quick, and so just makes it tough. And you just wonder from a college standpoint what will happen with that window.
It's funny. We look back 5 years from now, what the transfer portal looked like now and everything looked like now, and how vast it will change. Need to step aside, take a quick break. Here are Fans and the Pros. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister coming up on the 7 o'clock hour. One more hour to go. Stay with us. Welcome back, Fans and the Pros. Got the news coming up at 7 o'clock, so we'll just run down a few of the things in case you have not missed it, or in case you have missed it, or for planning purposes, if you will. The Saints will pick 18th in the draft. The draft is April 28th, 29th, and 30th. I think it's in Las Vegas. Isn't it in Las Vegas? Pretty sure it's in Las Vegas.
The draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, Super Bowl is in Super Bowl's L.A. draft is in Vegas this year.
Vegas. So the Saints' home opponents for 2022. Yes, we're looking ahead. Atlanta, Carolina, Tampa, no surprise. The Rams come back. That will be interesting next year. Seattle, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Vegas, and Minnesota. And then on the road, it's Arizona, Atlanta, Carolina, Tampa. So they're just the non-divisional. Arizona, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. So it's the AFC North and the NFC West.
Correct. And then who are our 17th game is it's at home this year.
Yeah, it's the home. It's the well, it's not Rams, Seattle, Baltimore, Cincy, Vegas, Minnesota. Minnesota.
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. It's NFC North. Right. Because that's the only one that's not AFC North or NFC West. It's Minnesota.
So Minnesota this year is our 17th.
Right.
And so it's AFC North, which we know, and you get Burrow, Cincinnati.
Yep.
And we have to go up to Pittsburgh, and we have to go up to Cleveland, correct?
Yep.
And Baltimore and Joe and them, they come to us, and then we have to go out to Arizona.
Yep.
And we have to go out to, is it San Francisco?
San Francisco and Philly again.
Yeah, well, Philly again. Philly is the other
We have an NFC East and an NFC North.
Yep.
But this year, the 17th game was the Titans game.
Correct.
People think that when we talk about the 17th game, it's not really the 17th game. It's just the added game, and it was for the Saints.
The Titans. Yeah.
So I think the Rams coming to town will be fun.
Man, ain't nobody studying the Rams. The Rams aren't even made us.
Dude,
the
Rams going to fall on their tail.
Matthew Stafford going to throw. Make me mad over here.
That's right.
On
We've
Matthew
gone past
Stafford.
It. We've gone past it. Going to step aside for a quick break here on Fans and the Pros. Mike Hawson, Deuce McAllister. We have JT Gray, who was the first team AP All-Pro named today. Also Demario Davis. But we got JT Gray calling in the next hour. So you want to join that at 7:30. Step aside for news here on Fans and the Pros, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.